الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances, halat. Somewhere it is hot, somewhere it is cold, somewhere rainwaters are plentiful, somewhere there is drought, somewhere it is day, somewhere it is night, somewhere it is winter, somewhere it is summer. Somewhere the flag of victory is being planted. Somewhere the bitter taste of defeat is being experienced. Somewhere people are celebrating, nikah is taking place. Somewhere people are lamenting, exhibiting their sorrow, showing their sadness, janaza is being lifted up. All these various changing situations, conditions, circumstances are under the direct muhkam taqdeer of one Allah. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every moment Allah exhibits His shan, Allah exhibits His qudrat. This earth, this kainat, this universe, and everything that is contained in it belongs to Allah alone. Inna al-ardha lillah, inna al-quwwata lillahi jami'a. And everything that happens in the heavens, in the earth, in this wujud, in this existence, everything that happens on the command, on the qudrat, on the power, on the will, on the irada of one Allah. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah does as He wants to do without consulting anyone, without the assistance of anyone, without the advice of anyone. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ That happens which was the will of Allah. يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ Allah guides whomsoever He wants. Hidayat on the will of Allah. Yudhillu man yasha, Allah deviates whomsoever He wants. Yabsutu rizqa liman yasha, wealth, not because of industries, not because of your intelligence or how many degrees you have or your circumstances. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ, wealth to whom Allah wants to give. وَيَقْدِرْ, want, poverty, need, hunger, strife, difficulty, hardship in the hands of Allah, whomsoever Allah wants to give. تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ, respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ, disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, falling from grace, ignominy in the hands of Allah. Adhaka, happiness in the hands of Allah. Abaka, sadness in the hands of Allah. Amata, death in the hands of Allah. Ahya, life in the hands of Allah. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ, Allah creates whatsoever He wants. يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, the mercy of Allah for whom He wants. يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, Allah punishes whom He wants. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, Allah forgives whomsoever He wants. In the heavens, in the earth, only that happens which Allah wants. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ. That happens which Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاء, and that which Allah doesn't want, all the forces, all the systems, all the armies, all the technology, all the planning of this world put together, لَمْ يَكُنْ, it will never ever happen. مُدَبِّر, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition, circumstance in the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. مُدَبِّر بِلَا مُعِين, مُدَبِّر بِلَا مُشِير, مُدَبِّر بِلَا وَزِير, مُدَبِّر بِلَا بَدِيل, مُدَبِّر بِلَا عَدِيل, مُدَبِّر بِلَا شَبِيه, مُدَبِّر بِلَا مَثِيل. Allah is the arranger. There is no partner with Allah. There is no similitude with Allah. There is no equal with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no advisor with Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, from the heavens to the earth. The arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition and circumstance is one Allah alone. What justice can we do to explaining this? Listen to the words of Habib Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Allahumma, O my Allah, anta ahakku man dhukir. Worthy of being remembered is only You, my Allah. Ahakku man ubid. Worthy of being worshipped is only You, my Allah. Ansaru man ibtughi. Help, my Allah, only emanates, originates from You. Arafu man malak. O my Allah, generosity, kindness, assistance emanates only from You. Antal malik, la sharika lak. Wal fard, la nidda lak. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajhak. Lan tuta'a illa bi'idhnik. Walan tu'sa illa bi'ilmik. Tuta'u fatashkur. Watu'sa fataghfir. Aqrabu shaheed wa adna hafidh. حلت دون النفوس وأخذت بالنواصي وكتبت الآثار ونسخت الآجال. القلوب لك مفضية والسر عندك علانية. الحلال ما أحللت والحرام ما حرمت والدين ما شرعت والأمر ما قضيت والخلق خلقك والعبد عبدك وأنت الله الرؤوف الرحيم. You are the king, there is no partner with You. You are alone, there is no assistant with You. The treasures belong to You, my Allah. You give to whomsoever You want. Even the heart of this insan is in Your control. Without Your permission, you can never be obeyed. And when it comes to your disobedience, it can never be done without Your knowledge, O my Allah. You are the sum total focus of the heart of every insan. This heart belongs to You, my Allah. This deen is your deen. That is permissible which you made permissible. That is impermissible which you made impermissible. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dua, in this supplication, is teaching this ummah yaqeen. Every Nabi of Allah, this was the first sabak. Every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first sabak, the first lesson, the alif ba ta tha of the effort of every Nabi of Allah was this correction of the yaqeen of this insan. Fa'lam annahu la ilaha illallah. Know and understand that it is only one Allah. Rabbul mashriq wal maghrib. Rabb of the east, Rabb of the west. Rabbul mashariq wal maghrib. Rabbul samawati sab'a wa rabbul arshil azim. East, west, north, south, above, below. Aynama tuwallu, turn in any direction. Rabb is one Allah alone. Aynama tuwallu, fathamma wajhullah. Turn in any direction and you will find Allah. Allah Himself, free of direction. Allah Himself doesn't occupy space. Allah is there, but He doesn't occupy space. Allah is there, He is free of form. Allah is there, He is free of shape. Allah is there, He is free of direction. Allah gives shape. Allah gives color. Allah gives form. Allah gives direction. Allah Himself is free of all this. La yahwihi makan, la yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah is there, but Allah does not occupy space. He is free of space. La yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah is there, but Allah Himself is free of the restriction, the constraints, the confinements by which He has subjugated this entire creation. La yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah does not have a beginning. Allah does not have an ending. Allah was from forever. Allah will be forever. Allah is awwal, laysa qablahu shay. Allah is akhir, laysa ba'dahu shay. Allah is awwal bila bidaya, akhir bila nihaya. Allah is the first, nothing before Allah. Allah is the first without a beginning. Allah is last, nothing after Allah. Allah is last without an ending. Allah is there. Allah has confined this makhluk. The rest of the makhluk, everything besides Allah, ma siwal Allah, has a starting point. It has a finishing point. It is restricted, confined by the constraints of time, this tick, 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 tick of the clock. No matter how mighty a tyrant he was, no matter how great a ruler, no matter which superpower it may be, his money or wealth can be running into the billions. But how is he going to stop the ticking of the clock? How is he going to restrict the confinements of time, the ravages of time? Mamun al-Rashid, Khalifa ruling 3 continents, amasses such wealth. He builds a palatial home. He invites Abu al-Itahiya rahmatullahi, a pious man. They come and see what I have achieved. See what I have put up, this beautiful palace. Imagine somebody ruling 3 continents. From Baghdad to Kashmir. From Baghdad to southern France. From Baghdad to Portugal. From Baghdad to Senegal in Africa. From Baghdad to Istanbul. One ruler. Such a vast kingdom. He builds a palace. Imagine what type of a palace this must have been. He invites Abu al-Itahiya that come and see. Look at what I have achieved. The hallmark of, in other words, the testimony of my life in this world. What I have achieved. My legacy. Abu al-Itahiya looks at all this. This was a pious man. The nur of iman was in the heart. The nur of al-yaqeen, Allah's ma'rifat. So he was not bamboozled by the glitter and glamour of this dunya. The shine of the gold and silver did not deceive him. He looks at all this and he says, Ishma badalaka saliman fi dhilli shahiqatil qusuri yus'a alayka bima ishtahayta ladar rawahi wa fil bukuri. He says, enjoy yourself, ish, live, enjoy, make merriment. in the deceptive protection of these huge pillars that you have erected. يُسَى عَلَيْكَ بِمَا اشْتَهَيْتَ لَدَى الرَّوَاحِ وَفِي الْبُكُورِ. Morning till night, servants are running at your beck and call. Your every woman desire is being fulfilled. Why? You have the wealth. You have the opulence, the material things of this world at your disposal. You are telling people to jump, they're asking you how high. Like we see that cavalcade that moves, the blue, what they call blue light brigade. India, Pakistan, they say, hato, bacho, move out, somebody big is coming. How big? How long will it last? This is the imagery contained in this expression. Yussa alayka bimashtahit. Ladar rawahi wa fil bukuri. Morning till night, servants are running at your beck and call. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَعْقَعَتْ فِي ذِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ السُّدُورِ. Abu Al-Aitaya tells him, but O Mamun al-Rashid, know and understand. No matter how big pillars you erect, no matter how palatial your home may be, no matter how wealthy you may be, what is the haqiqat of this dunya? What is the reality of this dunya? That personality who had such aql, such intelligence, that Wahab bin Munabba, rahimahullah, says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْتِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ عَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. He says, if the combined aql and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, and the aql and intelligence of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the entire humanity's aql, intelligence is equal to one grain of sand, then the aql of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is all the grains of sand on this earth put together. Such aql and intelligence, yet what does he say? Wallahi, wallahi, maddunya fil akhirah illa mithlu ma yaj'alu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yam falyanzur bima yarji'. He says, you want to compare dunya to akhirat? Take your finger, put it in the ocean, lift it up, that droplet of water that forms on the tip of your finger by the qasam of the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this dunya, and the entire ocean is akhirat. Isa alayhi salam used to say, ad-dunya thalathatu ayyam, yawmu amsim madha, yawmu amsim madha, wa yawmu ghadin. فَلَسْتَ تَدْرِي أَنْتَ مُدْرِكَهُ أَمْلَا. He used to say, this world is 3 days. The life of this world is 3 days. One day has passed already. Tomorrow is that other day. You don't know if you live to see tomorrow. You don't know if you live to see tomorrow's sun. Or even the... You don't know if you live to see the sleep of tonight also. وَيَوْمٌ أَنْتَ فِي. The third day, in fact, the only day. The third day, in fact, the only day, he says, is this time now. This time now, فَغْتَنِمْهُ, so value it. يَبْنَ آدَمْ, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٌ. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu used to say, O Ibn Adam, O insan, you are a collection of days. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٌ. إِنْ ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. If a portion of you is lost, every day that passes in your life, ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ, a portion of you is lost. It's not coming back again. Inexorably, this movement of time by which Allah has restricted His entire makhluk, which the Quran beautifully describes, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ. Day follows night, night follows day. Day is enveloped by night, night is enveloped by day. That youngster with his Ray-Bans on and with a gold necklace around his neck, he stands in front of that mirror, preening, looking from this side, looking from that side, admiring himself. Rone ki baat hai bhai. Something to cry about. Previously, in the past, it was only women. Now it is men that are doing this. What they say, I went somewhere, I saw gents beauty parlor. gents' beauty parlor. Sahaba had to hear this, they'll turn over in their graves. That which Quran says, Rijal, men. Who are men? Rijalul la tulhihim tijaratun wala bay'un an dhikrillah wa iqamis salah wa itaiz zakah yakhafuna yawma tataqallabu fihi alqulubu wal absar liyajziyahumullahu ahsana ma amilu wa yazidahum min fadlih wallahu yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Who are men? Those who engagement in commerce, in business, do not make them ghafil and negligent of salah, of the establishment of salah and the remembrance of Allah. Why? They fear a day. They fear a day. تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ, in which the eyeballs and the heart of humanity will be overturned. That day, with that yom in Arabic is day. A day is coming. This tick, 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 tick of the clock. This day following night in our lives. Like a block of ice, our life. Like a block of ice melting in the sun. Inexorably, inevitably. The life of this insan is slipping away. And we are being dragged towards that day, yom, which Quran again and again and again reminds us about. Yawmul Sidq, Yawmul Najat, Yawmul Halak, Yawmul Bawar, Yawmul Taghabun, Yawmul Tamatul Kubra, Yawmul Haqqa, Yawmul Jannah, Yawmul Nar, Yawmul Hasra, Yawmul Nadama, يوم الفوز يوم الخسران يوم الحساب يوم التغابن يوم الدين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين مالك يوم الدين إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين ذلك يوم مشهود قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم يوم Quran is telling you again and again, a day is coming, a day is coming, a day is coming. And what is this insan doing in ghaflat? Chasing after this dunya, hankering after this temporary dunya, as if that day doesn't exist. Once when janazah was going, somebody asked Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, whose janazah that is? He said, bhai, that is your janazah. That is your janazah. And if you don't like what I'm saying, take it as my janazah. Why? And then to support what he says, he reads a verse of the Quran. That Allah says, innaka, innaka, mayyitun, wa innahum mayyitun. Innaka, verily you, this calf, this you, referring to who? Sayyidul awwaleen wal akhirin. Imamul anbiya wal mursaleen, tajadar Madina, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, you, my Habib, also, ish ma shit. The difference is you have a choice, live for as long as you want. فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ, but you also have to drink from the cup of death. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Like the poet says, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَدُومُ لِأَهْلِهَا لَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فِيهَا مُخَلَّدُ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, if this world was going to allow anyone to remain forever, then Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم would not have drunk from the cup of death. Everyone inexorably going towards that day, yom. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. Allah says, you think it is very far away. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا, but we are telling you it is very, very near. أَزِفَةِ الْأَزِفَةِ. This Arabic expression, أَزِفَةِ, means it has come. أَزِفَةِ. Allah is saying it has come. The day is already here. وَأَنْذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْآزِفَةِ. Oh, my Nabi, warn them. They are running behind the merriment of this world.
They are chasing behind this dunya. Warn them. Yawm al-azifa, the day has come. Anzirhum yawm al-hasra. Warn them of the day of regret. يوم يأتي, that day when it comes, لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه. No one will speak. خشعت الأصوات فلا تسمع إلا همسا. Total silence. يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا. Jibreel and the Malaika lined up in safs. لا يتكلمون. No one will speak. إلا من أذن له الرحمن. Except whom Allah gives permission. The day is coming. In this world, the one who danced naked on the stages at night, and the one who spent their nights on the musalla, in this world they walk together. In this world, the one who stole from the pockets of others, usurped the rights of others, and the one whose children went hungry but not one morsel of haram entered their mouths, in this world they walk together. In this world, those who spend their time in the places of merriment and music, and those that spend their time in the tilawat of Quran and Allah's zikr, in this world they walk together. In this world, the ones who paraded naked in public, and that bahaya woman who not one strand of her hair even a ghair mahram saw, in this world they walk together. But my respected brothers, a day is coming, an inevitable day, when that announcement will be made. Wam tazul yawm ayyuhal mujrimun. Today the mujrimeen must come one side. Today they will be separated. This is the day of justice. Waja'a rabbuk wal malaku saffan saffa. Allah will come, angels will come in safs. أُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Jannat will be brought near. بُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ. Jahannam will be brought near. يُجَاءُ بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ مَعَ كُلِّ زِمَامٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يَجُرُّونَهَا. Janabi Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Jahannam will be so vast, it will have 70,000 ropes. Pulling each rope will be 70,000 malaika. That day is coming. Jannat will be brought near. Jahannam will be brought near. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. And the scales of justice will be set up. Not the justice that is found in the courts of today, where you can buy the judge off. Or if the lawyer has a sweet tongue, he'll get you out of any situation. Not that justice. Not the justice where the zalim wins the case and the mazloom, the oppressed one, undergoes difficulty and is suffering. Not the man-made justice system of this world which can be bought off. There will be absolute justice. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah will not make zulm on anyone. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ. The scales of justice will be set up. This world, inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ard zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. Bedar ho jao mere bhai, bedar ho jao. Wake up from this ghaflat. Whether you have one shop or two shops or three shops, or whether you had a six figure bank balance or three figure bank balance, or how big and how prominent a car you drove, or whether you had to move around in a horse and cart, whether you had running water, or whether there was no sanitation, whether you had electricity, or you were in complete darkness. These are the issues that are occupying you today. Wake up, my respected brothers. When that day comes, all this will count for nothing. This world is Allah's examination room, examination room, examination room. Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ard zinatan laha linabluwahum. Allah is testing everyone. أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who will make this world his object, and who will make Allah his object? This world is either insan is preparing a great jannat and great rahat and ease for himself, or if he has made this dunya his object, he is preparing a terrible punishment, the like of which the mind cannot even envisage and imagine. إِنَّهَا لَظَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى تَدْعُو مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ وَظِلْ مِنْ يَحْمُومٍ لَا بَارِدٍ وَلَا كَرِيمٍ. وُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٌ عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ تَصْلَى نَارًا حَامِيَةً تُسْقَى مِنْ عَيْنٍ آنِيَةٍ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ لَا يُسْمِنْ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُوعٍ. Unfortunately, the munasabat with Quran is not there. The taluk and link with Quran is not there. They occupied this dunya, hankering after it, achieve it. The knowledge of it, the degrees of it, the material achievement of it. When Allah speaks of dunya, when Quran speaks of dunya, then the tone is that of something that is of no value, insignificant. Mata'ul ghurur. Mata'ul ghurur. Mata'un qaleel. Baytul ankabut. Kasarabin biqi'a. Yahsabuhu al-dham'anu ma'a. And when Quran's focus, when Quran's focus turns towards akhirat, then the mode of expression of Quran becomes frightening. Becomes ferocious. Quran starts, understand it, like as if Quran is screaming, Al-haqqah, mal-haqqah, wa ma adraka mal-haqqah, al-qari'ah, mal-qari'ah, wa ma adraka mal-qari'ah, yawma yakunu an-nasu kal-farashil mabthuth, wa takunu al-jibal kal-ihnil manfush, wa ma adraka ma saqar, وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين وما أدراك ما هي وما أدراك ما سجين وما أدراك ما إليون وما أدراك. What will make you know? Look at the way Quran is calling out. What will make you know? What will wake you up to the reality? إنها لظى. It is a blazing fire. نزاعة للشوى. It will scorch the skin of insan of his flesh. تَدْعُوا مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ. Scorching winds, boiling hot water. What type of a water? Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one bucket of Maya Hamim had to be brought into this world, the waters of the seven oceans of this world will start boiling. وُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٌ عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. Faces will be tired. تَرْهَقُهَا قَتَرًا كَأَنَّمَا أُخْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا. Their faces will be black, as if sections of a dark night have been opened on those faces. Black, black coal, black tar on their faces. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانٍ. Their pants will be of fire. تَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ. Fire on their faces. نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. Their rooms will be of fire. فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ وَظِلٍ مِّنْ يَحْمُومٍ. Boiling water, scorching winds. The shade of black, black fumes of smoke. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ. No other food there will be besides the thorny trees of Jahannam. The boiling springs of Jahannam. La yusmin wa la yughni min al-ju'. It will not satiate. It will not alleviate their hunger. These are not fairy tales. This is from that source. La rayba fi. La rayba fi. La rayba fi. When Allah begins His kalam, He makes everyone attest. Alif lam mim. Dhalik al-kitab. La rayba fi. This is the book. There is no doubt. What the doctor told you, there is a doubt. What the university taught you, there is a doubt. What society is telling you, there is a doubt. What knowledge does insan have? What is the haqiqat and reality of his knowledge? What can be the haqiqat and reality of a knowledge which has magnified, magnified, magnified the relevance of the short life, the short space of time, to such an extent that you have become ghafil of akhirat. Chasing behind the droplet of water and have forgotten the whole ocean that lies in front. This world is Allah's examination room. Examination room. But my Allah is so Kareem. My Allah is so Rahim. My Allah is so Hannan. My Allah is so Dayan. My Allah is so Ghaffar. My Allah is so Wahhab. That the examiner In this world, when you write that exam, he hides the questions. If there is a leak, then you have to rewrite the exam. Beforehand, Allah has already given you the questions. Beforehand, Allah has given you the questions. And then what happens in this world when the examiner marks the paper also? They say, we want a remarking. It wasn't done right. Even the election, when they count the ballots, what they say, it was cooked. We need an electoral commission. We need an inquiry. There is the court of justice. That examination, no question of remarking. Why? وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Why no remarking required? Why no question of injustice? Because that examination, Allah will give you your own paper to mark. Allah will give you your own paper to mark. Every insan, his book of deeds will be hung like a necklace around his neck. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. That day will come, Allah will open your book in front of you. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. When the pages will be open, they will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. They will say, what type of a book is this? Even the smallest thing, the most insignificant thing is found. Nothing concealed. Why nothing concealed? مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلِ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every word you utter, Quran is telling us, Allah's angels are there, they are writing down. بَلَا وَرُسُّلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Our angels are with you, they are writing down everything that you utter. Leave what you utter. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. Each time your eye strays, it is recorded. وَمَا تُخْفِ السُّدُورِ. That which your heart conceals is recorded. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Reveal what is in your heart. Conceal it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Outwardly you can deceive others. Smiling face in the heart is hatred. Smiling face in the heart is jealousy. Smiling face in the heart is evil plans. When I can sort him out? When will he fall down? When will I be able to gloat against him? When I can put a problem for him? Smiling from fun, looking like a sheep in front. Behind that is a wolf. In this world you will get away. Allah says, reveal what is in your heart or conceal it. يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. A day is come when that coming, when even that hisab will take place. There no concealment. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Whatever you did in front of you. And Allah will not make zulm. Allah will say to you, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ. Read your own exam paper. Read your own exam paper. Become your own examiner. You decide. You decide. That day is coming. This world is a passing phase. لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ. Normally when you are in a tight spot, there's three ways of getting out of it in this world normally. One is you can hide. One is you can run. One is you can oppose. Allah says that day, la takhfa minkum khafiya. No one will be able to hide. That day, ayna al-mafar, where are you going to run? Yawma tubaddalu al-ard, ghayra al-ard, was-samawat. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. There's no mountains and rivers and valleys and creeks and caves to hide. This whole earth will be turned over and flattened. Flattened. Nowhere to hide. Nowhere to run. فَانْفُذُوا. How are you going to oppose? Who are you going to oppose? لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ. Can anyone oppose Allah? Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, this was one of the fundamental efforts that they made. This zehn sazi, conditioning the minds of this insan, that this dunya is not everything. This tick, 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 tick of the clock. Inexorably we are being taken towards that point. That which Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, al-maut laysa minhu al-faut. Maut, there is no running away from it. There is no escaping it. In aqamtum lahu akhadakum wa in farartum minhu adrakakum. Oppose it, it will overpower you. Run away from it, it will find you. Aynama takunu yudrikkum al-maut walau kuntum fi burujin mushayyada. No matter how big a fortress you have put up on its time, walakum mi'adu yawm la tastakhiruna anhu sa'atan wa la tastaqdimun. There is a promised time when it comes, there will be not one second respite given. What people say, I escaped from the jaws of death. Bewakuf, death did not bear its claws. If death had to bear its jaws, open its jaws, obey its claws. وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. When moth will bear its claws, then no ventilator or no medical instrument or no doctor or no system of this world is going to delay it even by 1 second. That youngster, what does Abu Darda says? Ibn Adam, you are a collection of day. Each passing day is a loss. Every passing day is a loss. Every passing year of your life is a loss. Every birthday is a loss. What are we doing? We are celebrating. Birthday celebration. The other day, a few weeks ago, I was at a relative's place. He said, I'm going to a party. I said, whose party? This is my friend's birthday party. He's 65 years of age. 65 years, one wonders how he's going to fit that number of candles on the cake. And probably at that age, his respiratory system will be failing. He won't be able to even blow it out. He'll start gasping. And what we are doing, celebrating. What are we celebrating? Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kullu yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa inna al ribha wal khusran fi al amali nujaddid sururan bil hilal idha bada wa ma hiya illa al sayf lil hatf yantadi. The poet says, foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time, but every passing day is taking you closer to your maut. So exert yourself in acquiring profit, not rands and dollars. إِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. Profit and loss is in your amal. Did you find Allah? Or were you chasing after this dunya? That is the profit and loss, not the material things of this world. He says the clock is ticking. Birthday is not a celebration. It is a loss. New year is not a celebration. It is a loss. Somebody has a party. Why, what are you celebrating? He says, I lost $100,000. I say, pagal ho chuka. You gone mad. What's there to celebrate? But unfortunately, we have become that blind jamaat as if we have no imam. What we are doing, waladhalin, ameen, everything that comes from the people of Batil today, this ummah is saying, ameen. You are the master, I am the slave. You tell me. How I must dress, you tell me. How I must live, you tell me. How I must run my economy, you tell me. What are my goals and aspirations, you tell me. As if we have no imam, as if we have no guide, as if we have no hadi, no rahbar. Whatever they tell us, ameen. Even if it doesn't make sense. They tell us to celebrate a loss, we celebrate. They tell us that culture is in nakedness. Ameen. Take your women out of the home. Make them commodity of the marketplace. Strip her. Strip that woman of her cloak of haya and shame that Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave her. They placed her on a mantle, that of being a mother. Jannat underneath her feet. That of being a wife, the most precious possession any person can have, al-maratu saliha. That of being a sister, see to her, fulfill her needs. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will be with you in Jannat like this. That of being a daughter, do not give her preference over your sons. Bring her up, protect her chastity till you get her married. Spend on her. He says, I will be with you in Jannat like two fingers together. That maqam which Islam gave, Allah gave, His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. They said, no. Strip them of that. Make them a commodity in the marketplace. This is culture. This is gender equality. Let them slave in the shops. Let them slave in the businesses. Make them ma'shuqa, an object of ishq and desires of men. So that if you want to sell a washing machine, make a woman naked. If you want to sell a loaf of bread, make a woman naked. If you want to sell a car, make a woman naked. Look at the posters around. Behayai and shamelessness in every direction. And this is culture. This is advancement. This is insaniyat. No, my respected brothers, by the qasam of my Allah, this is hayawaniyat. This is animalism. No identity remains. The entire social structure has crumbled, fallen down. The mother no longer a mother. A sister no longer a sister. A wife no longer a wife. Parading in the marketplaces, parading in the business places. Whose wife is she? Kasiyat, Ariyat, Ma'ilat, Mumilat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a time will come. Why? They told us, let your women come into jeans and t-shirts. Let them come into skirt and frocks. Let them reveal themselves. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a time will come when the women of my ummah will be wearing clothes but they will be naked. Ma'ilat, Mumilat. Attracting others towards them, being attracted. Allah protect us. He said, "Lam yajid arfal jannah, yani rihaha wa inna rihaha tujad min masirati khamsi amiyati am." He said, Allah will not let such a woman smell the fragrance of Jannah. And he said, the fragrance of Jannah can be experienced from a distance of 500 years. This boyfriend-girlfriend culture, this intermingling, this is a poison that is destroying this ummah. So that even after nikah, the door to zina is not closing. This gaze, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "An-nadhratu sahmun mashum min sihami iblis." He said, "This gaze is one of the most poisonous arrows of the arrows of Shaitan. Its effect is immediate. Let the gaze fall on the wrong thing, the blackness immediately comes in the heart. And man tarakaha min makhafati abdaltuhu imanan." Yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my Allah says, protect your gaze. And the effect of that also is immediate. I will give you such iman, you will taste the sweetness in this world. What we are saying, I got no concentration in my salah. Ulama say, like wudu is a condition for salah. For concentration in salah, the protection of gaze is a condition. Without protecting the gaze, concentration in salah is impossible. That youngster whose gaze has become free, all the awliya, the qutub, the abdal of the world can never ever bring the nur of Allah's ma'rifat in the heart of such a youngster. This gaze has to be controlled. This gaze, Allah has given this eye. Alam naj'al lahu aynayn. وَلِسَانَ وَشَفَتَيْنَ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنَ. Allahu Akbar. Look at the manner in which Allah enumerates His bounties upon this insan. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنَ. Didn't we give you two eyes? Have you pondered over the favor of Allah? They say each of these eyes have 130 million receptors for light. 130 million, 130 million receptors for light in each eye. for layman's terms, call it light bulbs. Behind this, there is a hole. The size of the hole is a quarter millimeter. There is a cable. There is a cable which is passing through that hole. How many wires in that cable? 1.3 million wires. 1.3 million wires in that cable, and the wires don't mesh. If they mesh, then when you're looking at me, this mimbar will appear upside down. You won't be able to distinguish colors also. What qudrat, what charisma of my Allah! Allah invites you, hal ata ala al insan heenum min ad dahr lam yakun shay'an madhkura. O insan, did they not pass upon you a period of time? Lam yakun shay'an madhkura. No one spoke about you. You didn't exist. Inna khalaqnal insan, we created you. From what? Min nutfatin amshaj, from a mingling of sperm. Somewhere Allah says, mimma in dafiq, from a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, mimma in maheen, from a drop of worthless fluid. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ يمنى آدم لم أزل أدبر فيك تبديرا تدبيرا فقدرنا فنعم القادرون جعلت لك متكا عن يمينك متكا عن يسارك أما الذي عن يمينك فالطحال أما الذي عن يسارك فالكبد علمتك الجلوس في بطن أمك يا ابن آدم من أوصل إليك الغذاء وأنت جنين في بطن أمك. There's no time, unfortunately. Today everyone is worried about the tick 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 of the clock. When that UEFA Cup League match, soccer match is going on, when those 22 people are chasing behind that pigskin, then no one worries about the time. But when it comes to the majalis of Allah's zikr, time we are worried about all the time. I remember a few years ago, we were in one outlying town, Transvaal. Ramzan month it was. That time, I think it is UEFA, I'm not sure what it's called, the youngsters will know. Some European soccer tournament was taking place. We went after Asr, make tashkil, by after Isha, there'll be bayan in the masjid. Taraweeh, then bayan. Straight away. What he says, how long? How long? So he said, don't worry, bhai. It'll be less than the duration of a soccer match. Less than that. Asr, we can't see what Allah is giving us. Subhanallah, mithla jabali uhudin zahaban fil jannah. Allah's Rasul said, one time subhanallah, one time subhanallah is equivalent to the mountain of Uhud in gold in Jannat. We had that yaqeen. Leave Jannat. Tell somebody, buy every time you say subhanallah, $10. He'll say, assalamu alaikum, subhanallah, subhanallah. Assalamu alaikum, how are you? Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. What time is it? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Why $10? We know the value of maal, we don't know the value of amal. That's why what this ummah is saying today in front of that shaitan box, hours and hours, soccer match, hours and hours, novels. And now Allah protect us. Doesn't behove this mimbar that we recount the maladies of the ummah. It's against the tartib of our elders. Allah protect, Allah forgive us. Ittifaq said these things are coming out. But those techno gadgets, that internet, and we know what it is, call it Facebook and whatever it is. Hours and hours. And the elders are crying, bhai, make talim in your home. You say, no time. To sit in front of that till midnight, after midnight, easy. One jamaat came from Sri Lanka recently. They say that daily home talim is 1.5 hours. Home talim. What we'll think, where they're finding the time? Where they're finding the time? Where they're finding the time? My respected brothers, we'll know the value of that time. We'll know the value of that time in Akhirat. When in Jannat, we will see what Allah gave for the talim. We are counting the minutes, looking at the clock. That poor brother in the back of the masjid, instead of 15 minutes, he goes 1 minute extra. Qiyamah comes away. That day we'll cry. We'll wish it was longer. For other things we've got time. For deen we've got no time. Coming back to what you were speaking of, Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. Look at the nizam of Allah. Allah says, we gave you a pillow on the right side, pillow on the left side. Pillow on the right side was the spleen. Pillow on the left side was the liver. عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ. You couldn't possibly stand for 9 months. Allah says, we taught you to sit on water. لَمْ أَزَلْ أُدَبِّرْ فِيكَ تَدْبِيرًا. Stage upon stage of our fashioning, of our designing was taking place. Where? Was it a laboratory? Was there good lighting? No. فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. In the womb of your mothers. فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. 3 layers of darkness. She turned, she walked. That container was moving in all different directions. Allah gave you qarar. Allah gave you stability. فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. And the apportioning of Allah began. Perfect apportionment. The design of Allah, the system of Allah, the development of this fetus. Somewhere an eye is being made, somewhere ears, somewhere liver, somewhere lungs, somewhere intestine, somewhere circulatory system of this insan. The division of Allah. The lips of every insan, 6-7 billion insan on the surface of the earth, such a small space, yet the lips of no two human beings the same. The shape of the nostril of no two human being the same. That division way in the womb of the mother, in 3 layers of darkness. The accent of no two human beings the same. The eyes of no two human beings the same. 7 billion insan, in 3 layers of darkness. How many millions of women at any given time this is happening? لَمْ أَزَلْ أُدَبِّرْ فِيكَ تَدْبِيرًا. Allah exhibiting His Qudrat. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Malik. Allah is Musawwir. Fashioner, apportioner, badir. Allah is the creator. Allah is bringing into existence from nothingness. Without error. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah doesn't forget anything. لَا يَعُدُوا حِفْظُهُمَا. Protecting all this does not tire Allah. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah doesn't sleep. Allah doesn't doze off. لا تحسبن الله غافلا. Allah is not negligent of any of His creation at any time. ما هم بمعجزين. Allah doesn't get tired. Nothing is beyond the قدرت of Allah. لا يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة. In the heavens, in the earth, not one atom is concealed from Allah even for 1 second. How many millions of women at any given time Allah is fashioning, Allah is creating? The circulatory system of this insan. Somewhere circulatory system is being made. What is the length of it? 90,000 miles long. More than 3 times the diameter of the earth is the circulatory system of each insan. The gutter system of your city, how many blockages? One small gutter system, how many blockages? Yet 90,000 miles long, in 3 layers of darkness, no blockages. The qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah. We haven't understood who is Allah. The eye is being made, 130 million light bulbs, cable 1.3 million. Wires passing through a hole 1/4 millimeter of size. In 3 layers of darkness this is being fashioned. So that these eyes can take 10 three-dimensional pictures every second. 800,000 pictures every day. What system is this? How are these eyes? This is a piece of flesh. How can it see? Where does the power come from for it to see? We take things for granted. This is insan's fitrat. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. Allah says this insan is very ungrateful. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. What price tag are you going to put on the favors of Allah? Where is the value? Where is the recognition for it? This eyesight. How is a person able to see this piece of flesh? What is happening? It is taking in an image. electrical impulse is going to the brain, the point of the brain where sight comes from, there's only darkness. That electrical impulse hits the brain sends back the message, you are able to see. I am speaking to you. If it were not for the lips which Allah gave me, not one word will come out. If there were no lips, you look ugly. Ask those people, one tooth protrudes, then they're going to this dentist and that dentist, they're going for this treatment and that treatment. These lips, Allah put it on the face to give this person beauty, to let him form words. This tongue is moving. Where are the words? How are you able to hear? 100,000 telephones in each ear. At the back of the ear, an object the shape of a harp, 6,000 strings in it. Like a musical instrument it looks. It vibrates so that you can hear 6,000 different frequencies of sound. The sound is amplified. 18,000 nerve cells send the electrical impulse to the brain at the speed of 124 kilometers per second. Where it strikes the brain, there is total silence. Yet you are able to hear. Scientists also cannot answer this. Where there is darkness, people are seeing from. Where there is silence, people are hearing from. How is it happening? This tongue has 3,000 holes on it. It's a piece of flesh. Yet how is it possible this piece of flesh can taste? This is salty, that is sweet, this is hot, that is cold. This is stale, this is fresh. That is milk, that is water. How is this tongue, this piece of flesh telling you that? Have you ever pondered over the favors of Allah? أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانِ وَشَفَتَيْنِ Allah says, didn't we give you these eyes? Didn't we give you this ear? Didn't we give you this tongue? Why did we give you? وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجْعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Allah says, we gave you hearing, we gave you eyes, we gave you a heart and a mind. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Make the shukr of Allah. Recognize who is your Allah. How is it possible someone else is eating ice cream, you look at him, water comes in your mouth? Where is this happening from? You look at someone, you look at your mother, in the heart a different feeling. Look at your sister, in the heart a different feeling. Look at your wife, different feeling. Look at your friend, different feeling. Look at your enemy, fire rises up. You get upset and angry, different feeling. Look at a gutter, you feel upset. Look at beautiful scenery, you get happy. Where is this happening from? Medical science also cannot understand. All this outwardly they'll pretend they can understand. All these medical universities and schools and colleges of the world put together, it is a proven scientific fact that they've only understood 13% of the function of this body. The other 87%, till now they have not understood. Obviously, if they tell you that, how are they going to justify the medical bill? One elderly person went to the doctor. His urine couldn't come out. 70-year-old man, the doctor put the instrument, he was able to relieve himself. Doctor presented the bill, the old man started crying. Doctor felt sorry, he said, okay, I'll make 50% discount. He said, I'm not crying because I can't afford to pay. Why are you crying? He says, 70 years of my life, it has dawned on me, there was one Zat and one being that was doing this work for me. He never charged me. Today an insan has done it, already he wants charge. Already he wants payment. Like one person phoned the doctor up, he says, I'm walking. Doctor says, I know my medicine, I told you I'll get you to walk. He says, when I got your bill, I had to sell my car, I was forced to walk. The most intelligent, we're not here to run anybody down, not running any doctors down. This is just an example for us to understand the extent to which we show ingratitude to Allah. What price tag are we going to place on the favors of Allah? What they say is minimum stipulated government wage. I think it's 12 rand an hour. Allah knows best what it is. How much it calculates to a couple of hundred rand. And that Lani or your boss can tell you, stand, you jump, you ask how high. Why you came late? Why you left early? Why you so tardy? Why don't you dress properly? quietly, you'll, in your heart you'll be swearing him, but quietly you'll bear it. Why? Because he's giving you that wage end of the month. What price tag are you going to place on the favors of Allah? Have $1 million, $1 billion, and go into the marketplace. Go into the marketplace and try and buy one eye. Buy one eye. Leave one eye, buy a millimeter of an eye. With all the wealth of this world put together, you will not be able to buy a portion of an eye. And yet, for that minimum government wage, you are prepared to obey every command. Allah's caller 5 times every day. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Greater than your wealth, greater than your degrees, greater than that shop that you are hankering after, greater than that job, greater than any system of this world. Allah is the greatest. Come and find your Allah. Put your forehead on the ground before Allah. Let this heart beat with the love and the marifat of your Allah. Allahu Akbar. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala falah. Come to salah. Come to success. And yet that call falls on deaf ears. What price tag are you going to place on the ni'mats of Allah? That is why Janabi Rasulullah said, Al-Jafa, Al-Jafa, Kull Al-Jafa. He said, Zalim, sabse bara zalim. The greatest oppressor. What we say, a thief is an oppressor. A drunkard is an oppressor. One who usurps the rights of others is an oppressor. Yes, that is oppression. But what is the greatest zulm? What is the greatest oppression? Al-Jafa, Kull Al-Jafa. He said, Zalim, sabse bara zalim. The greatest zalim, the greatest oppressor. Sahaba asked, Man, O Nabi of Allah, tell us, who is it? He said, Man sami'a nida falam yujib. He who heard the azan being called out and did not come to the masjid. Greater zulm than that, there is no zulm. That is the height of zulm. Making dushmani with Allah. 20 years, your boss calls you one time, you listen. If you don't listen first time, second time, you listen. Third time, he'll call. How much he'll tolerate? He'll fire you. 20 years, that person on whose ears the azan fell and he didn't come to the masjid. 36,500 times the call of Allah would have called him. And that call falls on deaf ears. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَتَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ. Allah says, جَعَلْتُ لَكَ عَيْنَيْنِ وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُمُ الْخِطَىٰ فَانْظُرْ بِعَيْنَيْكَ مَا أَحْلَلْتُهُ لَكَ فَإِنْ عَرَضَ لَكَ مَا حَرَّمْتُهُ عَلَيْكَ أَطْبِقْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخِطَىٰ جَعَلْتُ لَكَ لِسَانًا وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ بَابًا. Allah says, I gave you 2 eyes, I gave you 2 ears, I gave you a heart, I gave you a mind. What is the price tag of Allah? What is the bill of Allah? Allah gave you all this. What does Allah want? Hand yourself over to your Allah. What is the price tag for these eyes? When that which Allah made haram upon you comes in front of you. When that daughter of someone else comes in front of you. When that visual attraction comes in front of you. Lower that gaze. I will give you, Allah says, I will give you iman. You will taste the sweetness in this world. That is in dunya. And what will Allah give you in akhirat? What will Allah give? Allah's jannat, the mind cannot imagine. The mind cannot imagine such a jannat Allah has made. After having given everything, that day will come when Allah will invite the jannatis. From all the different sides of Jannat, the journey will begin towards Jannatul Firdaus. Towards Maidan-e-Mazid. The plain of Mazid, Jannatul Firdaus. What is Jannatul Firdaus? Allah's Rasul said, خَلَقَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ بِيَدِهِ. The other Jannats Allah made with His Amr Kun Bi, and it became Firdaus Allah made with His own hands. شَقَّ فِيهَا أَنْهَارَهَا. غَرَسَ فِيهَا أَشْجَارَهَا. Allah planted the trees of that Jannat with His own hands. What this means, Allah knows best. Allah caused the rivers to flow with His own hands. وَسَقْفُهَا وَسَقْفُهَا أَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ. The roof of Firdaus is the arsh of Allah. Such a Jannat. And we are still hankering after this dunya. Coming back to what we were saying earlier, that youngster with his Ray-Bans on, he's looking in the mirror, this side, that side. That young girl, she thinks she's the Zulekha of the time. The bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses, the twinkling of her eyes to that of stars. This side, that side, preening herself. Why don't we realize it's just a few moons? Tick, 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 tick of that clock is not stopping. That is carrying on, just a few moons. And that same young girl, when the time passes, just a few years will pass. Then you bring the mirror, she'll say, not me that. Don't show. How are you going to delay the onset of the ravages of time? وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. That which Quran says, those whom we took to take to old age, we bring a reverse in their creation. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Why don't you understand? This life is temporary. The passage of time is not a cause of celebration. This is a wake-up call. Don't become that blind jamaat. Waladdallin amin. Behind the people of Batil. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. What is Happy New Year? What are you happy about? Then the cell phone companies must be waiting how the SMS will start flying. New Year resolution. Parting. Merriment. Intermingling of men and women. What realization is dawning on us? That is a knock, one more tick in our life, one more day closer to the qabr, one more year closer. Don't be deceived by the places of merriment. Don't be deceived by the parties. Go to the qabristan. Go and look at those graves. Look at those black holes in the ground. Whether it was Genghis Khan, whether it was Sikandar Rumi, whether it was Firaun, whether it was Haman, whether it was Qarun, whether it was Shaddad. Even the contemporary superpowers, those that said, you are with us or against us. Whoever they may be, will they not become the fodder of the insects of the grave? Have they not been reduced to dust? Those same hands, which tissue used to touch, which were delicate, are not insects walking on those same hands. Those same eyes, what they say, hirni jaise ank, eyes like gazelle. Eyes like gazelle are not worms walking in those eyes. What is the eventual outcome of this dunya? Mata'ul ghurur. Mata'ul ghurur. That which Allah says, a deception. Mata'un qaleel. Darul ghurur. Do not be deceived. Go to the home. Go to the homes of the widows. Hear their crying. How they are crying and sobbing over the janazah of their husbands. Go to the homes of those elderly fathers sobbing, picking up the janazas of their young sons. Do not be deceived by the places of merriment. Ye chor dene wali jahan hai. This is a world which has to be left behind. There's no haqiqat and reality in it. Abu Al-Itaya says to Mamun al-Rashid, morning till night servants are running at your beck and call. You have erected these huge pillars, but know and understand all your wealth, all your pomp, all your kingdom, all your dominance will not delay the inevitable. What is the inevitable? فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَعْقَعَتْ فِي ضِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ السُّدُورِ. A day will come that this heart will start palpitating in the depths of your chest. It will be a cold day, yet there will be beads of perspiration on your forehead. You'll feel that burning pain running down your left hand. There will be a look of utter panic on your face. فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. At that time you will know with absolute certainty that the life of this world was nothing but a deception. Nothing but a deception. How much of wealth, how much we have achieved. Wallah, Allah's qasam, it is a deception. The only haqiqat is Allah. The marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah. This was the sabak of every Nabi of Allah. Make Allah the direction of this heart. Bring the haqiqat of La ilaha illallah. Fa'alam annahu La ilaha illallah. Rabbul mashriq wal maghrib. La ilaha illahu. Huwallahu alladhi. La ilaha illahu. Alif Lam Mim, Allahu la ilaha illahu, fa in tawallu, fa qul hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu, innani ana Allah, la ilaha illa ana, fa'budni wa aqim as-salata li dhikri. Quran is calling out and calling out and calling out. Bring yaqeen in Allah, bring yaqeen in Allah. Take the ghair out of this heart. What is yaqeen? What is the goal of yaqeen? What is the object of yaqeen? What is the height of yaqeen? Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ard hanifa wama ana minal mushrikeen. Oh my Allah, my entire being has turned towards you. You are the goal, you are the object. I am fana upon you. Hanifa, I've cut myself off from everything. Habib Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at night when he used to make dua, before he used to sleep, Allahumma inni aslamtu nafsi ilayk wa fawwadtu amri ilayk wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayk la malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalta wa li bi nabiyyika alladhi arsalta. Oh Allah, inni aslamtu nafsi ilayk, I've handed my nafs over to you. For what to amri ilayk, I have handed all my affairs over to you. Wajjahtu wajhi ilayk, I have turned my whole being only to you. Alja'tu dhahri ilayk, I have relied only upon you. Salvation is only from you. Fear is only for you. Hope is only upon you. This is yaqeen. And the one who has found this, wallah, Allah's qasam, Allah's qasam, no wealth in this world, no ecstasy in this world, no enjoyment of this world can equal the ecstasy that is found in this. Let this heart find Allah. Like Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah used to say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. He used to say, the people of tahajjud salah, the people of Allah's ta'alluq, the people who get up in the dead of night and cry before Allah, Allah has kept that lazzat and ecstasy that no haram thing in this world, you will ever find such ecstasy. The beauty that Allah, 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 that causes the chords of the heart to start shaking. This world is a place of dukh, of calamity, of hurt, of pain, of sickness, of affliction, of misery. This world is not the goal. Allah has kept the plaster, the ointment for every dukh and every pain. Wallah, in His name. Allahumma Rabbana Ya Allah, just that Ya Allah in the dead of night, and all the pain and the hurt of the heart goes away. What a loss this ummah has incurred when we turned our back on Allah. Who are we chasing after? What are we chasing after? One person from the Bani Israel, he tells the Nabi of that time that you keep on warning that if I make guna, Allah's azab will come. Why is Allah's azab not coming? Such arrogance he had. Allah sent wahi to that Nabi, ask him, did he ever shed tears in my love? Did he ever feel the sweetness and the ecstasy of taking my name? If he cried for this dunya, or he cried for some woman, or he cried because of some loss of wealth. Ask him, what greater azab can there be than he was deprived of the ecstasy of my name? How much longer are we going to run away from Allah? How much longer are we going to turn our back on our Allah? Look at the manner in which Quran calls out, Anna tu'fakun, Anna yu'fakun, Anna tusrafun, Anna yusrafun, Bal hum qawmu ya'dilun, Afala tattaqun, Afala yandurun, Alam tara, Awalam yaro. Quran is calling out again and again, where are you running to? Why have you turned your back on your Allah? Will success come from there? Will recognition come from there? Will you find succor and comfort there? No, no, no. Fafirru ilallah. Fafirru ilallah. Come back to your Allah. The greatest sinner in the dead of the night. He says, Ya Allah. His whole life in guna. His whole life in sin. One night he raises his hand, Ya Allah, immediately. Allah responds, Labbaik, Labbaik, Labbaik. I am present, my slave. I am present. What is it that you want? لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. Allah says, sin, blacken the earth, blacken the skies, blacken the heavens with your sins. Wallah Allah's qasam, 7 billion insans sin. With the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, their sins will not reach. The combined sins of 7 billion insans will not reach the heavens. Allah says, hypothetically, if even one person has to sin like that, so that the whole earth is blackened, till it reaches the heavens. Thumma astaghfartani. Then one say, oh my Allah, forgive me. Ghafartu laka wala ubali. Allah says, I will wipe away all your sins and it will not matter how much you have sinned. How much longer are we going to make dushmani with such a Allah? Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about one person in the Bani Israel, Kifl, youngster. Every type of haram was there. One night he spent 60 dinars. What is 60 dinars in today's terms? More than 100,000 rand, 60 coins of gold. To spend, he pays one woman to spend one night with her. That type of life this youngster was leading. He invites that woman comes into his house. She's sobbing, crying. He says, what are you crying for? She says, I am not a woman of the night. Then why did you accept my offer? She says, hunger and starvation forced me to accept your offer. Now I fear, my Allah, what is going to happen to me? The cry of this young girl hits the heart of Kifl. For one time this wrong, this is her reaction. Every night of mine has been like this. My whole life has been like this. What is going to happen to me? He says, you are my sister. Take the money and go. I will not compel you to do haram. She goes away. Kifl starts crying. And he says, oh my Allah, forgive me. And he sleeps away. Allah's taqdeer is ghalib. He passes away that same night. What was the danger? That the people, they reviled him. He was a person of guna, of haram. There was even a possibility they wouldn't have given him janazah also. They would have just flung his body in some rubbish heap. No one would have appreciated him at all. One whole night's guna, whole life's guna, one night tawbah. The next morning, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Nurani Satar, in lines of Noor, was written on the door of Kifl. Inna Allaha ghafara lil Kifli. Allah has made the maghfirat of Kifl. We cannot imagine the extent of Allah's mercy. Inna Allaha yabsutu yadahu bil layl liyatuba musi'un nahar wa yabsutu yadahu bin nahar liyatuba musi'un layl. Allah stretches out the hand of his mercy in the day so that the sinner of the night can make tawbah. Allah stretches out the hand of his mercy at night so that the sinner of the day can make tawbah. Allah is waiting. Man a'zamu minni judo wa karama. Allah says, who is more generous than your Allah? Man dhal ladhi qara ala babi falan aftahla. Man dhal ladhi da'ani falan ulabbihi. Who knocked at my door and I didn't open the door for him? Who called out to his Allah and I did not respond to him? Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? Allah says to Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, O Dawood, bashir al-muznibin. Give the sinners glad tidings. Sinners, glad tidings. Dawood alayhi salam's glad tidings to the sinners. What glad tidings? Allah says, Allah, yata'adhamu alayya dhammun an yaghfira. Tell them that there is no sin so great that I will not forgive them. I am waiting. لو يعلم المذنبون ما عندي من الأشواق لتقطعت أوصالهم. Your mother may have turned against you. Your father may have turned against you. Society may have turned against you. Yet my Allah is waiting. Allah says to Dawood alayhi salam, if the sinners had to come to know how much I am waiting for them, the limbs of their body will separate out of joy. If that is my anticipation for the sinners, ماذا تقول في المقبلين إليا? What must be my mercy for those who are obedient to me? Look at what Quran is saying. ما يفعل الله ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما. Allah says, oh my banda, what will I get by punishing you? Why do you think I want to punish you? Become my obedient slave. Make shukr. Bring iman. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. You will find your Allah very, very appreciative. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. Allah says, oh insan, what has put you into a deception about your Allah? The commands of deen are not there because of Allah. Allah wants to distance you. Allah wants to bring you closer. جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَدْخُلُ جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فِي الْيَوْمِ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتِ. Such a jannat Allah makes that Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah enters jannat al-firdaws every day 5 times. And Allah says, izdadi tiban li awliyai, izdadi husnan li awliyai. Become even more beautiful. Become even more beautiful. Imagine, what cosmetic can a woman use to make herself more beautiful? Go for plastic surgery, go for this treatment, that treatment. How much longer can she make herself more beautiful? There will be a point where you say it's overdone. Scientists estimate the age of this universe 4 billion years. If that is to be accepted, Allah knows best whether it's correct or not. What does this hadith mean? Every day for the last 4 billion years, Allah is saying to this Jannat, 5 times every day, become even more beautiful. What the palaces more beautiful, the rivers more beautiful, the women of this Jannat more beautiful. What is being made? Can the mind even imagine? Such a Jannat. Such a Jannat. The mind cannot envisage. Leave. It comes in the riwayat, on the day of judgment, Allah will say, "Itini bi hadiratil Quds." Bring hadiratil Quds. Bring jannatul firdaws. The malaika will ask, "What is hadiratul Quds?" Allah will say, "It is jannatul firdaws." That jannat on which there was a lock, even Jibreel has not seen it. No angel of Allah has seen it. The highest jannat. Such a jannat, just one of the hoors of that jannat, Laiba. Laiba. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions the riwayat. Such beauty Allah has given her. She has been created from the quintessence, from the mixture of musk, amber, zafran, and kafur. Musk, amber, saffron, and camphor. From the toenail to the knee is zafran. From the knee to the chest is musk. From the chest to the neck is amber. From the neck to the top of the head is kafur, camphor. Not the musk and amber of this dunya, the musk and amber of Jannat. From the top of the head down, the hair will be flowing to the feet in the back. What kind of hair? If this woman had to be sitting in the heavens and take one strand of hair and suspend it in this world, by the qasam of my Allah, the whole world will become fragrant. Lo anna ba'da bananam min bananiha bada. If a portion of the fingertip had to be exposed into the world, the sun would hide itself away in shame. جَمِيعُ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ عُشَّاقٌ لَهَا. Such beauty Allah has given, just one hoor. That Ibn Abbas says, the rest of the hoors are ashik on her. Such beauty. لَوْلَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَضَى لِأَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ أَلَّا يَمُوتُوا lamatu min husniha wa jamaliha. If Allah had not ordained in Jannah that there is no mort, there is no death, then the people of Jannah just by looking at the hoors of Jannah would die. Lo du'iya bi kalamiha mayyatun la ajab. If a dead man had to hear the voice of the hoors of Jannah, he will come alive. Lo muzija bi riqiha ujajun latab. If the spit had to fall into this world, one drop of saliva, there's no saliva. This is just for example. In Jannah, there's no saliva and phlegm. Anything that looked down upon is not there. But if there was saliva, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if one drop had to come into this world, the waters of the oceans of the world will become sweet. كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ فِيهِنَّ خَيْرٌ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. Cannot imagine women of such indescribable beauty. In one riwayat it comes, the Jannati will be lying on his mattress. All of a sudden a light will rise up in front of him. When he looks up, it will be one of the hoors of Jannat smiling down at him. Such will be her beauty, such will be her beauty, that he will stare transfixed at her beauty. How long will he stare? The first gaze will last 40 years long. 40 years long just gazing. She'll say, Ya Wali Allah, O the friend of Allah, Ama laka fina min haja? Are you only going to stay? Don't you desire me? Women of such beauty in Aqbalat or Adbarat, here Muqbila, whether she is walking towards you or walking away from you, she will still be looking at you. Each time her hip sways, there will be 100,000 invitations towards ecstasy. The first embrace, it comes in the riwayat, will last 70 years long. 70 years long, one embrace. One of our elders, he mentioned this hadith in one riwayat, in one bayan. There was an old man in the jamaat. After the program, an old man was feeling very shy. He couldn't come up himself. So he told one of the businessmen in the jamaat, they're going to ask Mauli sahab, in Urdu he said, that muanaka ke baad kuch hoga ya sir muanaka hoga? That he said this embrace will last 70 years. After embrace, will there be anything else or will it just be embracing? So this Mauli sahab said, bye, tell him to spend 4 months, he'll find out. Such a jannat Allah has prepared. Aadattu li'ibadis salihin. Ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined. Allah took his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mi'raj. He showed him this jannat. He saw it with his eyes. Imagine what must have been the cry, what must have been the pain, what must have been the concern in the heart of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He saw jannat, he saw jahannam. Such a Nabi this ummat was given. Isfahani's riwayat, inna li indallahi asharata asma. He says, my Rabb gave me 10 names. Ana Muhammad, wa Ahmad, wa Mahi, wa Hashir, wa Aqib, wa Fatih, wa Khatim, wa Taha, wa Abu al-Qasim, wa Yasin. My Rabb gave me 10 names. Why? They say kathrati asma, lot of names, because of the extent of love. When a mother holds a child, she doesn't say Yusuf, Muhammad. She says, Mera Lal, Mera Jigar, Mera Tukra, Mera Jan, Mera Chan, Mera my liver, my heart, my dil, my life. The more love, the more names. In riwayat, 525 names come from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am Ahmad, Muhammad, Mahi, Hashir, Fatih, Khatim, Taha, Abu al-Qasim, Yasin. That is hadith. Come to Quran. Muddathir, Muzzammil. Yasin, Taha, Siraj, Munir, Bashir, Nadir, Da'i ilallah. How many names Allah has given His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? More than 226 times in the Quran He is addressed. Yet never once directly by His name Allah uses laqab. Allah uses modes of affection. Allah uses titles. Why? Because the honor is more when a title is used. Other anbiya are addressed by their names. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. وَقِيلَ يَا نُوحُ اهْبِطْ بِسَلَامٍ مِّنَّا وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى يَا زَكَرِيَّا إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ يَا يَحْيَى خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةٍ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ أَدَى أَنْبِيَاء يَا دَاوُودُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكَ خَلِيفَةً أَدَى أَنْبِيَاء addressed by their names 226 times in the Quran. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed by Allah never once by his name. Ya ayyuhan nabi, ya ayyuhar rasul, ya ayyuhal muzammil, ya ayyuhal mudathir. Once some Bedouins came from outside Medina, they stood outside his house. Ya Muhammad, immediately Jibreel said, la taj'alu du'a ar-rasuli baynakum ka du'a ba'dikum ba'da. When I do not address my nabi by his name, how can you address him by his name? Do not address the Nabi like you address one another. Such a Nabi this Ummah was given. Look at the manner in which Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sitting on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi, looking at the noble countenance of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ahsana minka lam taraqattu ayni wa ajmala minka lam talidin nisa'u khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybi ka annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha'u. He says, more magnificent than you, my eyes have never seen. More beautiful than you, no woman has ever given birth to a child. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْنٍ. You have been created free from every blemish. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. The imagery contained in this. All the praise of all the poets of the past put together cannot equal the imagery contained in this. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It appears to me, O my Nabi, as if you told Allah how to create you, and on your desires Allah created you. Such a Nabi, such a face. Abu Huraira says it was as if the sun would rise from his face. He says when he used to smile, يُرَى فِي الْجُدْرَانِ, the nur of his smile could be seen on the wall in front. Aisha Umul Mumineen says, Lana Shams, Walil Afaqi Shams, Wa Shamsuna, Khairum Min Shamsis Samai. She used to say, we have one sun, the horizon has one sun, our sun is more beautiful than the sun of the horizon. Wa Anna Shamsis Samai, Tatlu Bada Fajrin, Wa Shamsuna, Tatlu Bada Isha'i. She used to say, the sun of the horizon rises after daybreak. It's already light, even if the sun didn't rise, what difference does it make? She says, our sun rose up to dispel the darkness of the world. Such a sun, such a face. Abdullah bin Salam, a Yahudi alim, Jewish alim. He says, I heard the person claiming to be a Nabi has come to Medina. I went to see him, hear his first khutbah. Ulama say from the myriad miracles and mu'ajizat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one miracle was that anyone who would talab with sincerity would look at his face. Just looking at his face would bring the conviction in the heart that this is the face of a Nabi. And not when he was 63, when he was a baby. One Yahudi, the morning after he was born, is running in the gullies and alleys of Makkah. Was a child born last night. He was a trader, he had come to Makkah. Panicking and running. They said, yes, a child was born. Was he male? Yes. Is his father alive? Yes. No, I'm not talking about that child. Is there a child born whose father is not alive? They said, yes, the grandson of Abdul Muttalib. He said, take me to that child. They took him. When he just saw the face of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately he fell on his knees. Waylun li bani Israel. لقد خرجت النبوة منها ورحتم بها يا معشر قريش والله لا يستوون بكم سطوة يظهر أمرها في الشرق والغرب. He said, halakat, destruction to the Bani Israel. Nubuwat has left you forever. And O Quraysh, Mubarak Badi to you, you have taken Nubuwat. By the Qasam of my Allah, the noor of this child will light up the entire world. Just by looking at his Mubarak face, Aisha Ummul Mumineen says, Kuntu akhitu fi sahar. I was sewing in the darkness, my needle fell down. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered. The moment he smiled at me, the noor of his face, I saw my needle. One day she's staring at him in the darkness. It was humid, beads of perspiration had formed on his Mubarak forehead. Aisha is staring transfixed. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks up. Aisha, what has happened? She says, today I've seen the truth of the expression of Abul Kabir Huzali. Referring to a poet of the past, he describes a black night. All of a sudden there is lightning. The beautiful light shining from the lightning lights up the entire night. وَإِذَا نَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ أَسِرَّةِ وَجِهِ بَرِقَتْ كَبَرْقِ الْعَارِضِ الْمُتَهَلِّلِ. This expression of the beauty that no words can describe of a black night, when the lightning lights up the horizon. Today she says, by looking at the beads of perspiration on your Mubarak forehead, I have understood what Abul Kabir Huzali meant in that expression. Such a Nabi. Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu says, Kuntu fi laylati adhiyan. It was a 14 full moon night. I was lying in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi. The Habib of Allah, his Mubarak face was on my lap. I looked at him. I looked at the moon. I looked at him. I looked at the moon. By the Qasam of my Allah, his face was more beautiful than the moon. Such a Nabi this ummat was given. Wasimun Qasim. No one else had this. Wasimun Qasim. Wasim. Yusuf alayhi salam's beauty was such that you looked at it one time, you were transfixed. But as you kept looking, you got used to it. The beauty of my Nabi was such that each time you looked, the next time you looked, he looked more beautiful. Wasimun Qasim. Wasim means that person who's, once you see him, you want to keep looking. Qasim. Beautiful from every direction. Abdullah bin Salam says, I went for his first khutbah. وَإِذَا نَذَرْتُ إِلَىٰ وَجِهِ. When I saw his face, I just looked at his face. تَبَيَّنْتُ مِرَ دِلْنَ يَقِينْ كَرْ لِيَا أَنَّ وَجْهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابِ. It entered my heart that this is not the face of a liar, this is the face of a Nabi. Once he is sitting with Sahaba, one Bedouin comes. Bedouins, Arab, they have no culture. He comes arrogantly, addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are you the one? Are you the one that has insulted the religion of our forefathers? Are you the one that is causing rift between brother and brother? And then with arrogance, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him smiling. He has shown arrogance. Look at the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiling. He says, oh my brother, ya Arab, O Bedouin, will you not listen to what I have to say? Will you not listen to what I have to say? This person becomes even more arrogant. On his camel, draped over his camel, is what is called in Arabic, dhab. Dhab is like a squid, a giant lizard, which he has hunted. Is dead. He takes the lizard, flings it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in front of Sahaba. La umin hatta yu'min hadha dhab. I will not bring iman until, I will not listen to you until this dead animal does not speak. Let him bring iman on you first. Living animal doesn't speak. Forget a dead animal. Living animal doesn't speak. Yet Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unperturbed, Ya Adab, Ya Adab. Allah's Rasul addresses the dead animal, Ya Adab. All of a sudden it opens its eyes. opens his eyes, doesn't have a neck, it's a lizard, squints its vision towards him. Labbayk fa ajaba bilisanin arabiyyin mubin. The dead animal responds in eloquent Arabic. Labbayk wa sa'dayk ya zainaman wafa yawm al-qiyamah. Look in the books of hadith, you will not find any sahabi addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this type of expression that this dead animal used. I am present. My kismet, my luck has changed that you have addressed me. Sadiq, ya zainaman wafa yawm al-qiyamah. Oh, that personality who will give beauty to the day of judgment. Man tabud, who do you worship? Man fis samai arshu wa fil ardi sultanu wa fil bahri sabilu wa fil jannati rahmatu wa fil nari iqabu. The one whose arsh is in the heavens, sultanate is on the earth, roads are upon the seas, whose mercy is jannat, azab is jahannam. Man ana, who am I? Man ana, who am I? Anta rasul rabbil alameen wa khatamin nabiyyin qad aflaha man saddaqak wa qad khaba man kazzabak. You are the rasul of rabbul alameen. You are khatamun nabiyyin. He who has attested to your nubuwwat is successful. He who has belied you is a failure. Success is in your way. Failure is in turning your back, turning one's back on your way. A dead animal is attesting that which this ummah today has not understood. That we have a Hadi, we have a Rebbe, we have a guide, we have an Imam. We have Siraj-e-Munir, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come before Allah on the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Zayna man wafa yawm al-qiyamah. The one who will give beauty to the day of judgment. That day when Jahannam will come. Tasturu zafra. Jahannam will scream. It comes in the hadith when Jahannam screams, 70,000 rains, 70,000 malaika holding each rain. They can't hold Jahannam back. They are struggling. When Jahannam screams, it appears as if Jahannam will break away from the malaika and destroy the whole of insaniyat. When that happens, ma min nabiyyin mursal wala malakim muqarrab. Every nabi of Allah, every angel of Allah will fall onto its knees. Ibrahim Khalilullah will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. Nafsi, Nafsi. Isa Ruhullah. Nafsi, Nafsi. O Allah, protect me. O Allah, protect me. La asaluka ummi Maryam. It comes in the riwayat, he will say, Ya Allah, I'm not even asking you to protect my mother Maryam. Protect me. Adam alayhi salam, Nafsi, Nafsi. Yusha alayhi salam, nafsi, nafsi. Yusuf alayhi salam, nafsi, nafsi. Yaqub alayhi salam, nafsi, nafsi. Ishaq alayhi salam, nafsi, nafsi. Shaya alayhi salam, nafsi, nafsi. Zakariya alayhi salam, nafsi, nafsi. Yusuf alayhi salam, nafsi, nafsi. The galaxy of Anbiya, Sahaba, every human being, nafsi, 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 nafsi. Allah protect me, Allah protect me. Kaab Ahbar radiallahu anhu says, if you had the amal of 70 nabis, on that day when Jahannam screams like that, you will fear that Allah is going to put you also into Jahannam. Even if you had the amal of 70 nabis, from left to right, one call, nafsi, nafsi. Yawma yafirru al-maru min akhi, wa ummihi wa abi, wa sahibatihi wa bani, li kulli imrin minhum yawma idhin sha'nu yughni. No mother will want to know her child. No father will want to know his child. No husband will want to know his wife. Every human relationship will break down. Nafsi, 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 nafsi. On that day, if you want to see the shan of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, liwaul hamdi biyadi. The flag of Allah's praise will be in my hand on that day. Kullun nas tahta liwa'i. The whole of humanity will be under my flag. Adam woman siwa'u, even every Nabi of Allah, Adam alayhi salam, will be under my flag also. أنا خطيبهم إذا أنستوا، أنا مبشرهم إذا أيسوا، أنا شافعهم إذا حبسوا. He says, on that day when mankind will be silenced, I will speak for them. When they will be caught, I will make intercession for them. Every direction, nafsi, 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 nafsi. On one side, there will be one unique call. One person, one personality will be saying, Ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati. Oh Allah, my ummat. Oh Allah, my ummat. Oh Allah, my ummat. Everything given for that ummat. That same ummat today that the janazah of his sunnats are coming out of the home. That same ummat that today says, it is only sunnat. It is only sunnat. In other words, it is okay to leave it out. Why it is only sunnat? The insult contained in that expression is a greater guna than destroying the seven heavens and the seven earths. That same ummah which has adulterated and destroyed his sunnat, the requirement, justice on that day should have been that you are the same ones that destroyed my sunnat. You are the same ones that took my daughters and make them naked in the marketplaces. You are the same ones that filled this world with music. You are the same ones that forgot my Uhud. You forgot my daughters being given talaq in public. My grandson was murdered at your hands. You are the same ummah that destroyed my deen. You are the same ummah that forgot my months upon months of hunger. That should have been the logical requirement. But instead of that, he will be saying, Oh Allah, my ummah. Oh Allah, my ummah. Oh Allah, my ummah. As if he has forgiven all that wrong. Rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy for the entire alam. That Nabi, the key to Jannat in his hand. Maqam-e Mahmood, he is. The right of Sifarish, he is. Wasila, he is. Yet the knights of Medina are a witness. Tossing from side to side, side to side, side to side. Eventually he cannot bear it anymore. He starts leaning over the bed, pressing his stomach to the plank. Aisha Ummul Mumineen wakes up. Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? He says, Aisha, the pangs of hunger have become too difficult for me to bear. She bursts into tears, takes her hand, starts pressing the stomach of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to try to alleviate the pangs of hunger. And she says, Ya Rasulullah, make dua. Make dua. Allah opens the door of wealth upon you. Allah removes this hunger from you, this difficulty from you. He turns to Aisha. He says, Aisha, I will not make that dua. Mali walid dunya. Mali walid dunya, what is there for me in this dunya? Everything given. He knew majority of his ummah will be in hunger. Majority of his ummah will be in hardship. He kept behind his sunnat so that the ummah could identify with that qurbani. That hunger, that qurbani, that sacrifice was the water which was watering the gardens of hidayat for his ummah. So he put himself on qurbani, put sahaba on qurbani, put his family members on qurbani. No stone left unturned. Everything given. One cry, one fikr, one concern. This ummat must be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. This ummat must be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. There was one Yahudi youngster who used to come in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stops coming. He asks Sahaba, what has happened to that youngster? They say he's very sick. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes walking pedal to visit one Jewish youngster to Banu Qurayza, 7 kilometers. 7 kilometers from Medina. Walking. He enters the home of that youngster. The youngster is on his deathbed. He says to that youngster, bring iman. The youngster looks at his father. The Yahud They knew in their hearts the haqiqat. They knew the reality. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They recognized that this was the Nabi. But out of their inad and out of their arrogance, they refused to accept. The father tells the youngster, أَطِعْ أَبَا الْقَاسِمِ. Obey Abu al-Qasim. The youngster says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. And passes away. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he comes out of the house, his face is beaming. Sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? He says, Alhamdulillah. Alladhi anqadhahu bi minan nar. Praise be to my Allah, who used me to save him from Jahannam. Who used me to save him from Jahannam. One person's fikr like this. That cry, that concern, that fikr. In Uhud, when the tide changed and Sahaba started running from the battlefield, the kuffar got the determination. This was the time we are going to finish off Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Na'uzu billah. Few Sahaba remain: Abu Bakr, Umar, Ali radiallahu anhu, Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu, Abu Qudama, and few other Sahaba. They surrounded Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rain of arrows were coming down. That was that day where Qudama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as the arrow was coming, instead of using his shield, he used his own face to protect the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The arrow pierced right into his eye and his eyeball came out. He turned to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a gruesome sight that must have been. Eyeball in the hand, arrow stuck in the face. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam removes the arrow, takes the eyeball, places it back in the eye socket and makes dua to Allah. Oh Allah, Qudama sacrificed his eye for your Nabi. Allahumma ij'alha ahsana aynayhi. Allah, make this the better of the two eyes. His son used to say, "Anabnu alladhi salat ala al-khaddi aynuhu faruddat bi kaffil Mustafa ahsan al-raddi. Faya husna ma ayni fa'adat kama kanat li awwali marra. Faya husna ma ayni wa ya husna ma kaffi." He used to say, "I am the son of the one whose eyeball flowed down his cheeks. It was returned back to its position by the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a beautiful eye and what a beautiful hand that returned that eye to its place. It became the better of the two eyes. Tide of arrows coming down. The taqdeer of Allah becomes ghalib. The rock rises above the chain of sahaba around him. Crushes down onto the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That face is full of blood. If this world was the place of justice, how could this have happened? Akhirat is justice, this dunya is not justice. That Mubarak face, the beauty of which no one can describe, is soiled with blood, soiled with dust. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu staggers backwards. He falls into a hole, unconscious. The word spreads, the Nabi of Allah has become shaheed. Sahaba are heartbroken, there is panic in every direction. Allah tolerated this also. Why till Qiyamah the Ummah to be taught the value of this deen? That this deen has reached us through Qurbani. This deen has reached us to sacrifice. This dunya is not the goal. Akhirat is the goal. Allah is the goal. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he regains consciousness, Sahaba are elated. 70 Ansar have become shaheed. The uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his body mutilated. Ears cut off, nose cut off, chest ripped open. In every direction, hurt, persecution. They turn to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ud'u Allah alayhim, make baddu'a for them. Invoke the curses of Allah upon them. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam raises his hand. Umar, Allah had given him such wisdom that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. He says, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hand, if he had made that baddua on that occasion with the blood pouring down his body, Ibn Qamia had brought the sword striking down on his shoulder, blood pouring from his shoulder, blood pouring from his face. The helmet having sunk its metal into his temple, in that condition he raised his hand. Sahaba said, make baddua for them. Invoke the curses of Allah upon them. Umar says, if he had made baddua, la halakna min indi akhirina, by the qasam of Allah, this earth would have been wiped free of insan. They said, ya Rasulullah, make baddua. He raised his hand. Ama inni lam ub'ath la'anan. He said, oh my Sahaba, Allah has not sent me as one who will curse my ummah. Innama bu'ithtu da'iyan wa rahmatan. Allah has sent me as a da'i. Allah has sent me as a mercy. Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give hidayat to my ummah. Oh Allah, give hidayat to my ummah. Oh Allah, give hidayat to my ummah, because they do not know. Where is this cry? Where is this concern? What we say, we are Ashik and Rasul, we are following Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are his lovers. Success is in his way. My respected brothers, he was Khatamun Nabiyyin, La Nabiyya Bada, Wala Ummata Bada Ummatihi, no other Nabi to come after him. What was the misdaq of Khatme Nubuwat? This concern, this cry. 7 billion insan on the surface of the earth. 6 billion. If they die now, they are going to Jahannam forever and ever. Around us, how many people are dying on kufr? How many people are going to Jahannam every day? How many youngsters are dying on the disobedience of Allah? How many of our young daughters have become naked on the stages? They have already become the coals of Jahannam. My respected brothers, where is the misdaq of Khatme Nubuwat? If this cry is not there, if this cry is not there in the heart, for these millions that are around us, that Allah must give them hidayat, that Allah must save them from Jahannam, then where, what following of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are we doing? Day in, day out, night in, night out, he cried. His cry used to cause the mountains to melt. He is crying, falling down, waking up, tears, sobbing. Tears falling from his beard used to wet the ground. His tears used to reach the arsh of Allah. Jibreel was sent. Quran was sent. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتِ مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْتِرِ وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Quran upon Quran, verse upon verse of the Quran. Oh my Nabi, don't cry like this. Don't cry like this. Stop your crying. Stop your grief. You are going to destroy yourself. He would cry, bring himself to the edge of mort, crying to Allah. Give them hidayat. Give them hidayat. Give them hidayat. His cry was not for Sahaba. He had that distinction no other Nabi had. Where Allah said in the Quran, Kullan, 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 Wa'ada Allahul Husna. Oh my Nabi, Allah's wada, Allah's qasam, all your Sahaba are Jannatis. Who was he crying for? The millions of this ummah. If we are not crying for the hidayat of humanity, if we have not made this our maqsad and our goal, what have we recognized of the Khatme Nubuwat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? No Nabi to come after him. No Nabi to come after him. He made Al-Wida from his Ummat. But the difference, my respected brothers, every Nabi before him, when they made Al-Wida, they had this in their heart, another Nabi is going to come. Another Nabi is going to come. When he made Al-Wida, when he made Al-Wida, he made one sahaba, one sahabi was prepared. Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He loved him so much that amongst the galaxy of sahaba, you will never find this expression that is found for Muaz. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on one occasion addressed him directly, Ya Muaz, Wallahi inni uhibbuk. Oh Muaz, by the qasam of Allah, I love you. Such love he had. Yet 6 months before his demise, he sends Muaz to Yemen in the path of Allah. He kept back no one. No one was kept back. is sending Muaz off, such is the bond of affection, he's walking. Walking to send him off. 6 kilometers to Juruf, right up to Juruf, walking. Can't bear to leave Muaz. Finally, when he reaches Juruf, he addresses Muaz, Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hadha. O Muaz, after this year, you will not see me anymore. وَلَعَلَّكَ تَمُرُّ بِمَسْجِدِ هَذَا وَبِقَبْرِ. When you come back to Medina, you will find my qabr, and you will find my masjid, you will not find me. فَبَكَى مُعَاذ جَشْعًا لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Muaz bursts into tears. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turns his face away from Muaz. Why? Because if Muaz has to see his face, his grief will become more. The tears are pouring down the cheeks of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, Ya Muaz, la tabki, Muaz, do not cry. Inna awla an-nasi bil muttaqun man kanu wa haythu kanu. Wherever you are, if you have taqwa, you will be with Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you have taqwa, you are in Medina. Today this ummah is saying we want mort in Medina. What about the work of Medina? What about the cry of Medina? Sahaba, why didn't they stay in Medina? Why did they go out in the path of Allah? Why are their graves scattered in the four corners of the world? The women of Medina were made widows. The children made orphans. One sahabi passes away in Medina. Allah's Rasul comes for his janazah. What does he say to sahaba? Mort in Medina. Janazah. Imam Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does he say? He says, if only he had passed away in the path of Allah. Sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, what do you mean? He says, that person of Medina who passes away in the path of Allah, from the point where he passes away to his home in Medina, Allah will give him a palace in Jannah. No stone was left unturned. Adabul Mufrad Bukhari, Imam Bukhari mentions the riwayat. Bashir bin Akraba, 13-year-old youngster. Mother passed away, only father left. He comes to Medina to accept Islam. Allah's Rasul Rasam sends his father out in the path of Allah. This small boy says, I heard the Jamaat has returned. I went outside Medina. I climbed onto a hill to greet my father. I looked down. I saw the legion and legion of Sahaba coming. I looked for my father in the first group, in the second group, in the third group, in the fourth group. I couldn't see my father. The worry started increasing in my heart. What has happened to my father? Finally, I saw the last group. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in that group. This 13-year-old boy says, I ran down the hill. I started running towards Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, ma'adha fa'ala abi, O Nabi of Allah, what has happened to my father? He says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned away. He says, I ran from the second direction. Ya Rasulullah, ma'adha fa'ala abi. He turned away. He says, I ran from the third direction. Ya Rasulullah, ma'adha fa'ala bi. He says, the third time when I said this, I saw the tears pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then I realized that my father was no more. I had no one else in this world. Fa'ajhashtu bil buka. He says, I burst into tears. I caught all of the kurta of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted me up and said, ya Bashir, ama tarda an yakuna Rasulullah abak wa Aisha da ummuk. O Bashir, does it not please you that the Rasul of Allah will be your father and Aisha your mother? He says, I said, raditu ya Rasulullah, raditu ya Rasulullah, raditu ya Rasulullah. I am happy, O Nabi of Allah. I am happy, O Nabi of Allah. I am happy, O Nabi of Allah. Like this, homes were broken. Women were made widows. Children were made orphans. Jafar bin Abi Talib, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he returns from Abyssinia. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is overjoyed. Overjoyed. Such was the bond of affection. The cousin, he doesn't keep him 6 months also. Jafar is sent to Muta. The prophecy, I'm cutting the incident short. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had been informed by Allah he will not come back. He stays sitting on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi. That same Jafar on the Maidan of Muta. Ya habbad al-jannati waqtirabuha tayyibatun wa baridatun sharabuha warrumu rumu qad dana azabuha alayya in laqaytuha azabuha. Shaitan comes in a human form. Jafar, what are you doing? You have left Medina. You left your wife. You left your children. What is his response? Ya habbad al jannah. Ya habbad al jannah. O Jannat, how beautiful you are. How close you have become. How beautiful your streams are. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the member of Masjid Nabawi says to Sahaba, Jafar has become shaheed. Tears pouring down his cheeks. He goes to the home of Jafar. Asma bint Umays, the wife of Jafar, comes running. He says, Asma, I have not brought any good news. When he says this, Asma screams and falls down unconscious. The three little babies of Jafar. Ahle Bayt, Ahle Rasul, direct descendants of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Aun, Abdullah, Muhammad, three young beautiful flowers. They run to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embracing the three young babies. Tears pouring down his cheeks. Wallah, Allah's qasam, my respected brothers. Our children are not more valuable than those children. Our homes are not more valuable than those homes. This was that Mubarak Park blood. All our blood put together cannot equal one drop of that blood. The goal was won. The fikr was won. The cry was won. Ya Allah, this insaniyat must be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. If Medina has to be sacrificed, Medina will be sacrificed. If Makkah has to be sacrificed, Makkah will be sacrificed. If our wives have to become widows, our children have to become orphans, our homes have to be break. Months have to pass in the home of Nubuwat that the fire is not lit to cook food. That also will be given. 3 miles in Taif, stones raining down, the Malaika come down. Give the order, we will destroy them. No, my Allah, no, my Allah, they are my ummah. They are my ummah, Ya Allah, do not destroy them. Everything given with this one cry. Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For you in the Rasul of Allah is the most perfect example. This word Rasul, what ittiba are we making? What following of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are we making? Our elders say that till we do not come onto mansab-e dawat, till we do not come onto the fikr and cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our ittiba, our following of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is incomplete. Rasulullah, which amal is the misdaq of Rasul? What does Rasul mean? Messenger of Allah, one who came to convey the message of Allah. If this ummah does not come unto mansab-e-risalat, mansab-e-dawat, mansab-e-tabliq, how is it following Rasulullah? Where is the misdaq of khatm-e-nubuwat? Jisne iman, whoever has brought iman on the khatm-e-nubuwat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tabliq uske zimedari ban gayi. Tabligh has already become his responsibility. This word Rasulullah, batore Rasul, that misdaq and the proof of it is the amal of Dawat. That which has come out of the ummah, which we forgot, and not only forgot, we forgot that we forgot. May Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi with Noor. Once again Allah used that banda to remind us, to wake up this ummah to the reality. Around us, millions are dying without iman. Even the realization has not entered the heart that I have to cry for this. I have to beg my Allah for this. We are worrying about one shop and two shops, one car and two car, one wife and few children. 7 billion insan. 7 billion insan on the surface of the earth. Like ants. Daily, thousands are going towards Jahannam. The nights of Medina are a witness. The wind of Medina is a witness. Go with the ears of iman. Even today you will hear the cry in that wind of that Nabi, day in, day out, night in, night out, how he fell down before Allah, how he cried before Allah, Ya Allah, my ummah, Ya Allah, my ummah, Ya Allah, my ummah. Prepare some excuse. Prepare some excuse. Tomorrow that day is coming. Sahaba will be coming. Someone with his ears cut off. Someone with his nose cut off. Someone with his chest ripped open. Lonuhu, lonu dam. Warihuhu, rihu mis. The color will be the color of blood. The smell will be the smell of musk. Each one will be saying, Fika wa fi rasulik. Fika wa fi rasulik. Ya Allah, this happened to me because of you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, I wanted to bring this deen alive. Ya Allah, one by one sahaba will be coming. The tabi'een will be coming. The tabi tabi'een will be coming. On the plains of Mina and Arafat, what did he say to his ummah when he made al-wida? He said, La tusawwidu wajhi yawm al-qiyamah. O my ummah, do not become a source of disgrace to me on the day of judgment. On that day, bring something, some excuse. this 4 months, and this 40 days, and this 3 days, and this daily 2.5 hours, this is just imitation. This is not the haqiqat. But Allah is very, very merciful. Even on imitation, Allah will accept. Even on imitation, Allah will raise us with original. But let it not be, my respected brothers, that we even fail to imitate also. This ishtima Allah has given us is an excuse. The clock of the life is ticking. Qabr is calling, coming closer. Akhirat is coming closer. That day when we have to meet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming closer. My respected brothers, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahab rahmatullahi, when he was asked what the maqsad of ishtima is, he said to make tawbah. Tawbah for the past, tawbah for our wrongs, and tawbah for the greatest wrong, that we did not make the work of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the object of our life. Ijtimai tawbah, collective tawbah. So from the bottom of the heart, turn to Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. From the bottom of the heart, make tawbah. Don't look left, don't look right. Keep our akhirat in front. Keep the treasures of Allah in front. Keep the fikr and the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front. And let us stand up now, my respected brothers. Those who haven't been for 4 months, now is the time. It is not our wealth. It is not anybody's permission. It is not our means that is going to take us. Allah is going to take us. Allah is going to take us on our talab and our desire. Make decision for our akhirat. Akhirat of our family. Akhirat of millions of insaniyat. Stand up and give our names to go for 4 months in the path of Allah. Don't look left or right and don't wait for others. If you haven't been, now is the time. 4 months, cash or as soon as possible. And those who have been 4 months every year. Stand up, my respected brothers. MashaAllah. Come, my respected brothers. Many of us are still sitting. Stand. Our standing will encourage others to stand also. My brothers, all the brothers standing, move to the Tashkil tent, mashallah. Allah is going to take us. Make decision with Allah. Tonight is the time to make decision with Allah. The Malaika of Allah saying Ameen. Say Ameen, my respected brothers. All of us move to the Tashkil. Do not, let us make Allah happy. Let us make Shaitan sad on this night. Come, my respected brothers. Those that are walking should be towards the Tashkil area. Time for wudu will be given. The rest of the brothers fill the gaps and come closer, mashallah. So inshallah, even if it is 10 days or 20 days or whatever period of time, nakat cash from the ishtima in the path of Allah, who is ready, inshallah? Stand up, mashallah. We can make niyat for 10 days also. See brother's name? Yazid. Yazid. Mashallah, 10 days. Who else? 10 days, mashallah. All the brothers, as we give our names, we can go towards Tashkil, inshallah. Ji bhai. 40 days. 10 days, mashallah. Towards Tashkil, inshallah. Fadil, Allah accept. Ji bhai. 10 days, Jamaat, Rocklands, Allah accept. Say Ameen, my respected brothers. Brothers can go towards Tashkil, inshallah. We should not be deprived. Allah gave us such an ishtima, and we don't go in the path of Allah. There is a loss, my respected brothers. Let us reap the maximum benefit. Who else, inshallah? 10 days also. Let's make the holidays holy days. Batil will be enjoying and making merriment. We'll be making fikr for akhirat. Come, my respected brother. Stand up, mashallah. Who else is ready?